ear, let him hear what the Spirit says to the churches. And he overcomes shall not be hurt by the second death. And the key word here for me, the entire conference, is overcome. 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 And I see the churches today, and I see the things we face, and I see the wickedness on earth growing and moving forward. But what I don't see is the churches overcoming. What we see is the churches shrinking. What we see is the churches trying to be nicer, you know, but we're in a battle. When God tells us to overcome, it's because he knows we're going to be facing things. And whatever we are facing today is nothing compared to what we're going to be facing as the time of God's return gets closer.
Welcome to another episode of the Reach Podcast, live from quarantine. And I, of course, am your host, Chris Appleton. And I'm honored that you've taken the time to listen to the show today. Now, I pray the Lord ministers to your heart and also that you enjoy the episode. Now, if you haven't already, you can find us online at thereachwithchrisappleton.com. And also, like and subscribe on your favorite podcast platform. You can leave a rating, a review. It helps us move in the right direction, especially if you listen on Apple Podcasts. Now, visit us on Facebook, Instagram. We'd love to hear your feedback and ideas for future episodes and just to connect with you. Now, we've got all that out of the way. Let's get into today's episode. We have a powerful episode planned today. And it's Pastor Steve Reyes. He is on the front lines of the battle against coronavirus. He is in Las Vegas. He has what's called Hope Medical Center. And he is helping folks from every walk of life find medical care and everything going on, all the craziness. We're going to get right into his story and let the Lord minister to you today. Understand that our medical professionals are out there. They have a voice, and we want to give them an opportunity to be heard. We'll also give information on how you can help this fight. And without any further ado, let's get right into it. Welcome Pastor Steve, all the way from Las Vegas. All right, guys, we have with us today Pastor Steve Flores. He is the CEO of Hope Christian Health Center in Las Vegas. And it is an absolute honor to have you on the show today, Pastor Steve. Why don't you just take a couple minutes, introduce yourself to the audience, share a little bit about yourself.
Hi, everybody. My name is Steve Flores, and like Pastor Chris says, I'm the CEO for Hope Christian Health Center in North Las Vegas. And the purpose of our clinic is to serve the underserved. Anybody comes in, insured, uninsured, documented, whatever the case, everybody comes in and everybody is seen. We never turn anybody away. We've been open now going on 6 years, and we see about 6,000 patients a year now, and we continue to grow. And it's just a blessing to be there to serve and having a place that people can come to when they have needs. I'm also blessed. I'll be opening a church in North Las Vegas, and going to be kicking that off tomorrow via streaming and just sharing the word of God. And we're very grateful to God for calling us and for using us and giving us an opportunity to serve a community that we know God loves.
Amen. Amen to that. Well, as you know, there's a lot of craziness going on. And I mean, how is it? I mean, I see you as someone on the front lines of this. And You know, you have a medical clinic in the midst of a pretty much a global pandemic. I mean, what is it like for you guys right now?
Well, it's shifted. Not even know, can't even remember how many days we've been going now. But it was very, very scary at first. It was something that was unknown. There wasn't a lot of information to be had on symptoms and treatment, and knowing that we had some protective gear, but not the best to fight against a virus like this. So it was very scary at first. We had to do a lot of talking, a lot of training, and you know, the staff has the frontline staff. It's just been miraculous. They've been the greatest of warriors. We gave everybody an opportunity to stay home if they felt unsafe or they needed to be with their families. And the very next day, every single employee showed up ready to go. And we've been going to. We've been open every day, Monday through Friday. We haven't locked our doors. We had to set up some MASH type triages outside, checking for fevers, checking for cough. Had to bring patients directly into isolation rooms. The providers and the doctors, you know, here they are standing face to face with somebody potentially either having the coronavirus or being a carrier of coronavirus. And I did have to eventually, now going into the third week of it, or finishing the third week of it, we did have to send four people home, two of them, all of them with the symptoms, and two of them testing positive. And thank God it's been 7-8 days for them, and they're calling me to come back to work. You know, wow. even getting it, you know, they've recovered from it, and I might have just told him, no, give us 72 more hours. No, do this. Mm. No, you know, and but it's been a blessing. You know, the admin staff has been working from home. So in the clinic is just my team. We're there every day. And everybody who's there is facing the community. And we're still loving them, protecting them as well as ourselves. And just doing what we said we would do. Our mission is to glorify God by providing excellent and affordable health care. And every day we continue to do that, and every day I have yet to have one employee call out.
That's amazing. That's amazing.
Yeah, yeah. You know, our trust is in God to cover whatever equipment can't cover. 3 weeks into it, and the state of Nevada still doesn't have the protective equipment that we should have.
Wow.
But you know, that's just the reality of it. The hospitals are full. We're putting up tents. The number of infected people is growing by 30% every day out here. We know there's not a vaccine yet. There's not treatment for it. So it's pretty much, if you have it, you know, quarantine at home. If you're having trouble breathing, get to the ER. Which creates a whole different set of issues in the hospitals. You know, their protection, the protection of existing patients, them having the right equipment to do the right thing for sick patients. It's an ongoing thing. And, you know, and then the same thing, people not being able to get water, diapers, you know, things that they need at home. And staff has been done a good job of, somebody, you know, we made a list of what people need at home, and when somebody can place an order or gets to a store, they pick up those items for their colleagues, for their peers, and are just blessing each other. And that's great to see, you know, and we know we can only count on God and each other. That's it.
Amen. Amen. Wow, that is a lot. It sounds like, you know, you're pretty open about the struggles you guys are facing as a group, but I have a question. How about individual struggles, you on a personal level? How are you doing with all this, Pastor Steve?
Well, I haven't seen my wife and family in I'm going on 3 weeks now, because I know, even though I don't have any symptoms of anything, I know I've been contaminated, and I fear that that I can contaminate others. So it's just me and the dog up here in Vegas.
Wow.
And, you know, we're doing FaceTime and with my wife and FaceTime with my kids and grandkids. We text each other all day, checking on each other. You know, so that's been the hardest part for me. And then making sure, you know, my wife and I, you know, we fall in the very susceptible age group of over 60. And so just hoping that she's safe at work. She also works at a hospital.
Wow.
And, you know, she faces some of the same things that we're doing up here. People come in sick. People come in scared. People want to get tested, want to get checked. Her hospital does test. I worry about her all the time, and I worry about, gosh, when I go home, I don't want to be the one to get her sick.
Yeah.
And so it's been, you know, but you know, we're trusting God, we love each other, and you know, we're just staying in, you know, that, you know, there's so many things that be behind the scenes that have to get done. Anything yeah. you wear at work has to be washed immediately. And if you're contaminated and you're with your family, you know, the scariest thing is going home and thinking, you know, I have kids at home, I have spouses that may be susceptible. Because it's not just an age thing, it's also other, you know, if you have respiratory conditions, if you, you know, had influenza, if you had asthma, if you had diabetes, you know, you're at greater risk now, you know, one, of getting it, two, of overcoming it. So it gets real scary, you know, if we allow our minds to think about all the what ifs,
right.
It can be very scary. But, you know, we're just focusing on better ways of doing medicine. You know, within 48 hours, we had telemedicine up for those at risk, so they wouldn't have to come to the clinic and they're face to face on a computer screen with our doctors.
Yeah.
And we're able to, you know, after speaking with them, going over the symptoms, we're able to say, no, it sounds more like an allergy than coronavirus. We can do a check on our patients that have diabetes, you know, that are able to measure themselves, and they can let us know if they need more meds or they can't get what they need. Then it allows us to work with them. So it relieves their fears of having to travel to a clinic, and they still get a chance to receive the same health care. We can refill their prescriptions. We can do all kinds of things. The other thing we're working on is setting up our own pharmacy where patients wouldn't have to come in for the refills. We would deliver them to them free.
Wow. That's a great idea.
And so, you know, that going through, we're licensed, we're ready. It's just a matter of getting the pharmacist there. We're actually...
Go ahead, Pastor Steve.
Oh, no, I was just going to say, you know, if I look at the benefits of this, people are at home when they're not at work, and we're learning a lot in the healthcare field about the needs of our people and how we can better serve them every day.
That's awesome. That is awesome. Has the Lord given you an opportunity to minister to anyone in the midst of all this? If so, can you share that story?
Absolutely. Almost every day. Almost every day, people sometimes come in and say, look, I just need prayer. You know, our back office, we do a morning huddle before we unlock the doors. We go over every patient that has an appointment. We see what they need. And then with the back office team, we pray for not just the need patients, but the staff has an opportunity to have prayer requests. So we get to pray with them one-on-one if they're scared or hurting or nervous. The front office, there are some patients that come in at 8 o'clock when the doors open, knowing that that's when we pray in the front office.
Wow.
So we're getting the chance to pray for patients while they're waiting to see the provider, pray with the front staff, once again, asking for their needs. Our doctors, the providers, all have a relationship with God. They all trust in God. If somebody looks like they're having a tough day or a tough week or a tough month, they offer to pray with them. And some patients, before they leave, say, can you pray with me? We've had, you know, we've been able to lead people to the Lord at our clinic. And our clinic is designed to be a ministry. Healthcare is just our vehicle to show God's love.
Wow. That's amazing. So it's
So we've had staff get saved and patients get saved.
Come on. That's awesome. That's awesome. Well, yeah. What can the average citizen do to help stop the growth of this virus?
Number one, stay in. And if you're going stir crazy, check on a family member, check on a friend, check on a neighbor. See if there's any needs, and if you can't meet that need, just check with other people who maybe can. Nothing wrong with leaving some water on somebody's porch or some food. You know, in Nevada, you know, with everything closing, the Strip is absolutely closed. The casinos are closed. The restaurants are closed.
Wow.
Closed. So there's a lot of people that aren't going to be getting a paycheck next week.
Wow.
And they have needs. And, you know, and most of the people, especially the people we serve from Hope and the North Las Vegas Church, you know, they don't have the extra money to go buy a. And, you know, sometimes they only have enough money to buy 2-3 days and wait for the next payday to get 2-3 days more food. You know, but when they get there, the shelves are empty. You know, let this be a time of sharing and not be selfish, and look out for each other. You know, if God wouldn't want anything at this point, it's for us to love each other and love each other greater than we love ourselves. And just keep an eye for other people. You know, people's behavior changes. You know, you go from a normal person to a different person when you're trying to survive. We're seeing water trucks being attacked when they pull into parking lots.
Wow.
We're seeing people, you know, fighting in line to get things. And it's only going to get worse as long as people are unemployed. The needs are going to grow. And we just got to be prepared for that. But first, stay in and then encourage others via giving or helping or talking or praying.
Amen. How do you think the government's handling things?
I don't. They're too busy fighting with each other.
Pastor Steve, can you hear me?
Government, the politicians are only holding on.
Pastor Steve, you cut in and out a little bit there. Can you?
Pastor Chris, I think I lost you.
No, I'm still here. You're cutting in and out, though.
No, we have to trust in God. You know, as a people, right now, we have to trust in God and do what we know is right. It's going to come down to people looking out for each other and doing that. There's just so many things, you know, and, you know, when it comes to the equipment, which hospitals get it first, you know, we don't know. You know, you hear stories that there's more than enough. You hear stories that there's not enough. We hear stories that vaccines are coming out. Then we hear that vaccines are not coming out. So right now, I mean, it's just confusion that we have to be careful not to get caught up in. All our staff knows is God first, family second, help each other.
Amen. Amen. Well, coming from someone in the medical field, is the press blowing this up, or should people be afraid?
Say that again.
Coming from your perspective, someone who's in the medical field, is the press blowing this thing up out of proportion, or should people, you know, some of it is just fear and anxiety. I mean, that's all that's coming out of the airwaves. Should we be afraid?
Yes. Yes, I think that we should be afraid for a lot of reasons, but not so afraid that we get paralyzed and stop thinking. That we should not panic. Expect things. Inspect the number of infected people to continue to grow. In Nevada, it's growing at 30% a day. In the U.S., we haven't peaked yet. We haven't seen a downward trend anywhere. So, you know, this is just the time, keep talking to God so that we don't panic, keep leaning on God's word so that we don't panic. every day just do what we can, the best we can, to get through this. The only way through this is that we all keep our heads.
Yeah. Well, amen. That's truth right there. Come on, somebody. Amen.
Yeah, I wish I could say it was, it's beautiful.
Right.
But we got a ways to go still. We got a ways to go. And, just keep each other in prayer.
Yeah.
Talk to God all day. Give God all your fears. Just keep talking to God because he'll guide us through this.
Amen. Yeah, he is. I believe that 100%. And, it's especially hearing it from someone who's right in the thick of things, we're going to get through this. I know that it's not easy what you're going through, but you sound strong. So I was wondering, can you take a few minutes and just encourage people that are listening today? Maybe some of them are struggling with fear, anxiety, just to hear a word of encouragement for someone who's on the front lines of this thing, I think would make a huge impact.
No, absolutely. Absolutely. If you're afraid, if you're anxious, don't be. There are things that are not in our control, but let's do the things that are in control. You know, God has promised to look over us. God is with us every day. He knows what your fears are. He knows the financial issues if you're getting laid off. He knows you're worried about your kids. He loves your kids. God is, he has his hand on us. I was just reading a scripture, and it's Galatians 6, chapter 9. And let us not grow weary while doing good.
Yes.
For in due season we shall reap if we do not lose heart. And for everybody out there, everything that you're feeling is real. There's nothing to be ashamed of. But don't grow weary. And our strength doesn't come from the news. Our strength doesn't come from any place other than God.
Amen.
But his strength, when you don't have it, is there from God. God will not let us down. God will keep every promise he ever made to us. So at this point in time, I would, if you're with your family, enjoy that time. If you're alone, take time with God. God's given us great technology to be face to face so that we can see the smiles in others, that we can hear the encouragement. But just don't grow weary. This is the season right now, but it will pass. And those who can get through it, those who can hang in there, those who do not grow weary. At the end of the day, we're gonna be grateful, and we're gonna see God's work in all of this. This is not a time to be bitter. This is not a time to blame. This is not a time to hold grudges. This is a time to love each other more than we love ourselves and to put all of our trust in God.
Amen. Amen. Well, how can ordinary citizens get involved to help what you're doing? How can they help with donations of any kind, or how can they get involved?
Yeah, I thank God there's been some people that have donated money for us to be able to buy supplies and, enough to give us a month's worth. And right now a month seems like eternity. And that's been a blessing. People have been able to get their hands on supplies and they mailed them to us. Just received a shipment of 500 gloves, medical gloves, yesterday. People have been from other states have been, ordering pizzas, ordering sandwiches and have them delivered to us to feed our staff so that they can get that break they need. And with the restaurants and everything closed, not worry about, eating, there's so many people, with great hearts that are doing so. Every healthcare right now, including Hope, financially it becomes unstable because, working through these kind of things costs a lot of money. you know, supplies, the cost of supplies that we can get have gone up. So, you know, donations to financials or supplies and a lot of prayers for Hope Christian Health Center in North Las Vegas. It would be greatly appreciated and a relief as we go through these tougher times.
Amen. Well, the website is hopehealthvegas.org. And if you want to support, you can go to hopehealthvegas.org/support. And there's a link there for you to give, for you to sow into this powerful ministry. And, you know, we just are thankful for what you're doing and for taking the time to share a little bit with us here. You know, we definitely are praying for you and believing God for you. And, you know, I'm sure it's not easy.
Thank you, Pastor Chris. You know, we're just grateful that we get to serve the Lord and the community, and we believe whoever walks through in our doors, whether it be staff or community or patient, that we believe God sent them.
Amen to that. Well, Pastor Steve, why don't you close out in prayer, and
Amen.
You know, we'll close it out in a word of prayer.
Okay, my Lord Jesus. We just thank you for this day, Lord Jesus, for all of us, Lord Jesus, that we give you, Lord, those fears, those anxieties, those scary things, the pain, and all the other things, Lord Jesus, that hurt us even before this epidemic. Lord, we look to you. We trust in you. Yes. We know that you will hold us. We know that you will keep us. Now we pray that right now, Lord Jesus, we know that your hand is upon us.
Yes,
that you're not just watching over us, but you're watching over our families. We're watching over our loved ones. You're watching over our colleagues, Lord Jesus, that we know, Lord Jesus, that you are King.
Yes,
we know, Lord Jesus, you are Lord, and that nothing, Lord, nothing can come against that, that nothing can come against your will for our life.
Yes, God.
We thank you this day for everybody. We thank you, Lord Jesus, for all of those hearts that you have touched. That are in the battle, that are in the front lines, that are sacrificing, Lord Jesus, so that your will be done. We pray, Lord Jesus, for anybody right now, anybody who's hurting, that they would seek you, Lord, that they would just talk to you, Lord, and that they would just believe in you, today, Lord.
Yes,
today,
God.
We thank you. And in the name of Jesus, we pray.
Jesus.
Amen.
Amen. All right, Pastor Steve. Well, that is once again hopehealthvegas.org. And you can also find him on Facebook, Steve Flores. And if you want to hit him up that way to give as well, but maybe not give, maybe just send him a word of encouragement, you know, or whatever the Lord puts on your heart to do. I'm sure he'd be glad to hear from you. Definitely a blessing to have you on the Reach today, Pastor Steve. And God bless all you're doing.
Amen. And we'll be Living Word North Las Vegas Church. I'll be online on my Facebook page.
Come on.
At noon tomorrow, sharing a sermon and just letting everybody know that, you know, God is here for us and with us.
Wow. Okay. So that's Living Word North Las Vegas?
Yes.
Awesome. Well, that's a beautiful thing as well. I mean, we didn't even get into that side of it. I mean, you got a lot going on. Wow, that's amazing. So praise God for that. That's another church. That's two churches in Vegas, right? Two Living Word churches in Vegas now?
Yes, yes. And I believe Pastor Ruben Saavedra of Living Word Las Vegas will have a word going out tomorrow about 10 a.m.
Amen.
And and they're doing a great work. And Pastor Ruben and Pastora Cindy are doing a great work. They've been faithful for the things of God, and they're also in this battle.
Beautiful.
So let us be still, hear God's word, and know God's with us. And as Christians, we don't run from battle. We're cautious, we're safe, but we run to the needy with the word of God during these times.
Overcomers. Amen.
Amen.
All right, Pastor Steve. Thank you for joining us today. God bless all you're doing.
God bless you guys too. You take care.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
What a beautiful conversation. And what a powerful time. It's a lot to reflect on, knowing that there's people out there right now that are on the front lines. You know, and some of us are quarantined. We're in a, spot where we're in our homes or whatever, but there's people out there that are out there every day helping others, putting their life second and other lives first. We have to keep them in mind and understand. It's a big fight out there, church. We got to pray. We got to be overcomers. We got to overcome in our minds and our hearts, on our knees, and understand there's a big need. God has a great plan for us. This thing will pass. It will pass. But it's up to you and I to stand strong and believe God.
Thank you for your